Blog Talk Radio.
Hi, Angels. This is Cherie, and I'm glad you guys are here tonight. And I'm going to get started in a minute, but I want to talk to you guys that are listening now, and we'll download it later, what we're going to talk about tonight. And I think you guys got the emails about making goals and how do you get your unattainable goals. And sometimes an unattainable goal is believing that you can lose weight or believing that you can start something new and make money. Or sometimes an unattainable goal is like, oh, I can never do that, but I would love it if I could. And I have a real opportunity to work with angel coaches that are really wanting to be angel coaches in the process of becoming angel coaches and are going to be talking to people and helping folks with their books that they've written. And I can hear Joy with her dog and working at home with her puppy, so it's all good. It's okay, Joy. don't worry, I yell at mine all the time. Remember bad dog and which one is that, right? So she's going to be sharing a story in a minute. But so it's all good. unattainable goals. And then dreaming a dream and being able to have that dream and being able to make that goal. You can do it. You really can. And how do you do it? And who are the angels to help you? Well, the angels can't force you to do anything, okay? They can't make it happen without your intention really being there and just saying, hey, show me the way. I got this quote from a friend of mine today. She forwarded it over to me, and I love Jim Rohn. He is amazing. But he says, life and business are like the changing seasons. You cannot change the seasons. You can change yourself. Therein lies the opportunity to live in an extraordinary life. Let me repeat that. Life and business are like the changing seasons. You can't change the seasons, but you can change yourself. Therein lies the opportunity to live an extraordinary life. By changing yourself, reaching inside of yourself, with your angel's help to show you the way, but you have to have that intention yourself to live an extraordinary life. We have an angel coach, and she's just training. I'm not sure she's going to be on here tonight, but her name is Carrie, and she said we're talking because we have Tuesday and Thursday we meet with these powerhouse women. And men you guys can join us too if you want. And Joy's got a great story, so she's going to be joining us, although she doesn't know that. Yes, Joy, you are going to be joining us, hopefully. These powerhouse women, they are amazing. And there's a gal on there. Her name is Carrie. She's a single mom with two small children, two young children. And she says, we're talking about achieving our goals, our physical goals, spiritual goals, and emotional goals. And she just joined the gym. She's doing coaching sessions with me. She's learning to become a coach herself. She's got a son that told her that he has energy in his hands and the bolts of energy in his hands, and he wants to learn how to use it to help people. He's 13 years old, and she feels the same way about herself. It's just amazing to think that she's working on within herself. And the other day she goes, you know, I saw my boyfriend's third eye. You know, is that normal? Like, wow. But she sent me a text today, and she said, I'm so excited about things that are coming because she's able to see herself becoming someone who she really is enjoying becoming. And she said today on our show or on our call, she said, instead of watching success, I'm being success. Instead of watching success, I'm being success. Isn't that cool? So that's what we're doing tonight is we're going to talk to some successful women who are stepping out on, man, I just want to cry. A lot of them are stepping out here on prayer, faith, and their own, you're overcoming heart palpitations, and I love you guys. Man, it's an honor to be with you. So that's good. And I got an email from a gal today. Katrina's here, Allison's here, and Joy is here too. And Joy, I'm glad you're here. And I'm going to start off with you because we even heard from you a couple times because I know Joy works ungodly hours. She gets up at 2 a.m. and works for 10 or 12 hours. And, you know, because of Joy and what she's done in the past few years, She answers 911 calls. She's a dispatcher, I guess is the way to say it. And Joy, you're here, aren't you? And Katrina, I know you're here.
I'm here.
And Allison, you're, yeah, you guys. And I'm going to cry because I, you know, Joy's story touched me today, and I've known her for years. I think Katrina and Joy, you and I have known each other for a long time, back since 2005, 6, somewhere around there. but Joy is called me. She goes, I want to do business. I'm ready to do spiritual business. And she goes, I think that was right. She goes, I'm ready to live an extraordinary life. Okay? And so I was like, well, let's do it. And, you know, I have a great life, and I love what I do and do what I love. And that's what you're going to find about these women here on the show tonight, how they use the angels not to make their dream happen, but to co-create, help them co-create their dream and do it with them. But their intention's already there. So, Joy, you just put in your resignation for your job, and tell us a story. Tell us how frightened you are, and how excited you are, and how walking around the block, you and Mimi, she's got a beautiful dog. He's a pit bull rescue dog. That little Joy and little Remy, they found Remy so sweet. And I remember how the angels guided me because she's wanting this dog. And I was like, I know there's a dog up here for somebody. And actually, it was Joy. I found your dog. So, you know, and she's got a good friend here with Remy, and he's a rescue dog. And they walk around the block, but she can be able to spend a lot of more time with them and doing what she loves and loving what she does. But, guys, it's scary. And so tell us how you're doing it. What was the process? And I'm going to ask you questions, and we're going to hear from a few other people too tonight, because you guys are inspiring people. You really are. So anyway, go ahead, Joy. Know that I've babbled about you, so it's all good. I didn't tell them anything personal too much. It's all good. But, anyway, okay. So tell us about you. And you just resigned your job, what, 2 days ago, 3 days ago? Put in your leave of absence?
Tuesday
or
morning.
Not leave of absence. Tuesday morning, you went into your upline supervisor and you said, "I'm take this job, I'm leaving, right? And I'm going to do better.
Pretty much.
Better." Okay.
Yeah,
what was
much.
Your response? What was your response?
Everybody was very sad, really, really sad. They didn't want me to go.
How long
they're
you
having
here?
A hard time with it. Honestly, my supervisors, they're really having a hard time with it. They're very sad because of the whole situation. I'll just explain to you briefly that I worked for Margate Police Department for over 14 and a half years, and they decided, politics, they decided that it'd be cheaper for them to have the sheriff's office dispatch us. So they merged us all. The Minnesota Communication Department with the Sheriff's Office as of October 1st, and they threw us into a dispatch center with 8 hours of training on their dispatching and 8 hours of training on the phone on a computer system that was totally foreign to us. So we had 16 hours of training. They brought us back to our center for a week or so, and then we worked on our computers. A week later, they threw us into a communication center live and said, here you go. Oh, and by the way, not only are you dispatching for Margate, you're also dispatching for Coconut Creek. We don't know Coconut Creek, and they don't know our city. So we've been struggling, and a lot of people are very upset because of the lack of training. We've had several people quit, and I mean, I knew I was going anyway because that just wasn't my career path. It wasn't my heart's desire, but I wasn't planning on leaving this quickly. So I just thought to myself, well, I needed to move. So as soon as I find a place to move to, I'm putting in my resignation and starting a new career because I knew I couldn't do both at the same time with the hours and overtime and everything else. So by the grace of God, I found a place very quickly right down the street from where I'm living. And so I walked in and turned in my resignation and got a hold of Tari and said, I'm ready to start business. And you know, but the thing is, I did have money put away, so I'm not just, I wasn't living paycheck to paycheck. I do have money in my bank account, so I can live for at least 6 months to a year. Anyway.
Without struggling. Let me ask you a question. and you guys are listening to her. She goes, well, she's got money put away. She does, and good for her. But she also knew, too, I mean, back when I met her, I knew you now for years. But you and I have worked together. I taught you Reiki and whatnot. You knew that you were supposed to do your spiritual business. And Joy is extraordinarily smart and an artist as well. And she and I have gotten close, really close over the past couple of years. And but you, it was a struggle to say, hey, I'm not going to work a job anymore, a regular 9-to-5, and become an entrepreneur, a business owner. And ladies, gentlemen, you know, Angel Coaches is not it. We help people, but it's just a business, and you treat your business like your business. And this is what Joy's learning to do. She says, "Tree, I've never been an entrepreneur, and I'm gonna have to change the way I think." Do you remember telling me that a couple of days ago?
Yeah.
And he said that to me. Uh-huh. And because I grew up in entrepreneurs. I grew up with parents and businesses. And I said, if she gets that, it's going to be okay. But you have to understand that you are running a business. And you've got to, would you run your job like you run your business without any thought, without any, you wouldn't, okay? And then she said, do you remember telling me today? She told me today, she goes, man, I'm scared. I'm so scared to leave that. It's hard to leave a way of thinking. Not so much a physical job. It's a way of thinking, isn't it? I mean, you've had challenges with that. How have you overcome them? How are you dealing with that? Because I know you and I are working together this weekend, but how have you overcome them? What are you doing? How are you doing that? Reaching your goals, because
well,
you want
to
book this.
To be honest with you, my biggest fear was leaving my security, my job, you know.
Right.
It really was. I mean, it is. Actually, it's not so bad now. But, you know, maybe Thursday I'll have a panic attack. But I was upset and just physically sick at the thought of going into work. It was, and the stress level that we're all going through is just, it's just making people sick. And
mm-hmm.
Our immune system is going downhill. So that, to me, was scarier than actually leaving. I mean, it's frightening.
Okay.
Yeah, just the thought of cutting the ties and all of a sudden there's no income. So, but sometimes you just have to really make up your mind and decide what's more important to you, like which path is going to lead you to your divine purpose and which path isn't. And the path I was on, it just wasn't doing it. So it just, I don't know, you know, you just wake up one day and it's time to go. You have to take a chance. If you don't take a chance, then you fail. And, you know, I just had a lot of faith and I prayed about it a lot and I talked to the angels a lot and I just, this is the guidance that I got and I just felt like it was the right thing to do. So, you know,
I just
changed my mindset and decided I'm just going to go for it. I've got to trust
Archangel Michael.
Guidance.
Yeah.
My guidance
that's
is leading
true.
Me in the right direction. So, you know, and that makes it okay. I feel supported. So it's not
okay. You feel
not
you scary. You feel supported by the universe, and you feel supported by the
yeah.
angels. Now, Joy meditates every day, okay, like a lot of us do, and she's got a whole list of things she's going to teach, and we're putting her stuff together this weekend. The question that I have for you, Joy, is what angel do you work with to help you achieve your goals? And by the way, she's a marathon runner. Joy really worked with me this past year herself with running and encouraging me and everything. So, but she's a runner too. And what angel do you work with to help you with your goals and everything?
Archangel Michael. Michael is, you know, not only the protector of all, but he's also in charge of our life purposes.
Yeah.
So he's
yeah.
basically all around. He's good for everything. I've heard some people told me that if you have problems with your appliances or electrical or anything like that, he's a good person, angel to call on. But yeah, he's in charge of our life purpose. So if if you're out there wondering what you should be doing, call up on Archangel Michael to give you some ideas, give you some signs.
I like that. And by the way, Joy doesn't use Michael for appliances or cooking because she doesn't cook. I'm just kidding. Yes. I don't do that, by the way. I don't either.
I've heard people tell me they have problems with their computers, so they call on Michael. But also, Archangel Shamuel is, he's an angel above, but he also does deal with career paths. Obviously, Archangel Raphael would deal with anything in the career path of the healing arts, but those are some of the angels. I think Zadkiel also, but they're around very strong. They're around me very strongly right now. So
that's cool.
Yeah.
I like that. Right.
Yeah, so, I got Michael around. I can feel his energy. So I've been working with him a lot, calling upon him every day.
Helping keep it
together.
I know. Well, you and I know. And you guys, it takes guts to do what she did. Two things she's done. She realizes, I'm going to repeat this, okay? First of all, she's calling on her angelic help, right, Michael, to help her with her life purpose. The other thing is that she realizes that she thinks like an employee, and that's okay too. To run a business, you got to learn how to think like an entrepreneur. What do entrepreneurs do? And there's lots of books out there about that. There's lots of CDs. There's lots of tapes. But spirituality by itself is wonderful, but spirituality with your intentions is amazing, okay? And Joy's a real big one to take care of her physical body. And she, she runs every day, just about every day. And she and I are going to run a marathon. I haven't told her about it yet, but she'll run it with me. I know she'll hopefully.
Okay.
And it's on air right now, Joy. But anyway, so how important is it for you to take care of your physical body? I know that was one of the reasons, too, that you really wanted to line the spiritual, mental, and emotional and physical body together, because Katrina's on, and Katrina, we're going to ask her a question about that in a second, but that's super important for you, right, to do.
Yeah, especially now, because after working with Sheriff's Office, with the amount of overtime and the hours, working out and running has kind of gone by the wayside, and then I'm not okay with that. That it was interfering with my life too much. So that was another major factor, because I need to get back, into the physical condition that I was, and I'm not there. So I'm really not happy about that, but I'm changing that. So.
There you go. Yeah, you're changing it. And she's an artist, too, so I'm excited about that. And, Katrina, I know you're listening in. I know I got your email today. Beautiful, by the way. That inspired me. And so I'm not going to, because it's extremely personal, but you're doing this and you're doing your life's work. And Joy, Katrina's done climbing mountains and gone to different countries and just got married and everything like that. But it was a struggle. And the struggle is not on the outside; it's who you are on the inside that you got to change, right? Is there anything that you did, or you attracted in your life, really facilitated that change? I think you can get angry and bitter, or you change, right? So, talk to us about you. I know you're becoming an angel coach as well. I know prosperity consciousness has been one of the biggest challenges for you. As it is a lot of people, sometimes it's physical challenges. So talk to us about you. And enjoy this one right here. It wants to run a marathon. We shall put on an angel coach shirt and run some marathons and get really healthy, because that's important. So, and how did you get your angelic help? How did that happen? Fear, I think we have a get help either through inspiration or desperation. So what was your motivation there, young lady?
Hi, everybody, and Joy. That was a very powerful thing you're doing there to leave your job. I congratulate you in your future. I went through a series of, when I was younger, I just went through a series of bad relationships, and all along I knew of a presence, but I didn't know what to call it exactly when I was younger. So as I matured more, I think the angels that I work with now would be Archangel Michael and Archangel Gabriel. I feel them. I also feel Mother Mary. I have two children, and I know that she is around all the time helping me with the children and protecting the children. But anyway, I have come through quite a bit in my life, and when I look back, I sent Tari an email today, which I don't mind you sharing some of that email, Tari. But I sent her an email today just to give a synopsis of what has gone on in my life. And I've always prayed through my challenges. And I've always looked for the light. I've always looked for happiness, even if it was a bad situation. And I think that that's mainly what brought me through, Tari, along with some wonderful earth angels like Tari and others who... you know, they held the strength for me when it seemed I couldn't hold it for myself. And so gratitude, I've learned, is very important to have to get where you want to go in life, being grateful. Self-love is number one. And I'm still learning that today. And that has also brought me to where I am today.
Oh, I love that. That's true.
Yeah.
Here's a question I have for you. hold on 1 second because I'm going to pull you off speaker. My question to you is, I know that self-love and gratitude is so important, and Joy has talked to you. Joy, you and I have numerous conversations about that, and you know, she and I both feel the same way. Your physical body is important because most people really do not address that when they're doing spiritual work. You know, they the mind, body, spirit, but we at Angel Coaches really, really do address it. And not only do we address it, we live it. And I'm going to bring in Joy, you know, Lourdes just get in shape. It's going to make me cry how what she's doing. And I told her, you know, she's calling in. So, Joy and I have a lot of similar friends. So do Katrina and I, because we've known each other for so long. But Joy, Katrina, you've gotten into wonderful shape. Joy ran my first 5K with me. Bless her heart. We don't even talk about your shoes, Joy. You really have to love me to do that. The shoes that you did. So, do you remember? Anyway. You have the beautiful ballet shoes on. She's running with me. Anyway, that's a whole story there. But you know, Katrina, how important is it to keep your physical body in shape? We talk about doing things for your mental, thinking like an entrepreneur, but I tell you, these successful entrepreneurs aren't big and fat. They really are not. They have a regimen that they follow with their mental stuff, with their emotional stuff, and their spiritual stuff. And I know that Donald Trump meditates. You know what I mean? He talks about that, and he needs some better hairdo, but he takes care of himself physically because that's how his emotions and his physical body are so super connected, right? They all are. But I watched an interview with him where he was talking about that. Wayne Dyer, who's an excellent entrepreneur, Tony Robbins says the same thing. Oprah Winfrey. You know what I mean? She takes care of her physical body, Deepak Chopra. Yeah, I think that you and I are doing that, going to a seminar. But how important is it to take care of your physical body as well?
Care of your physical body is ultimately important. I read an article not long ago of it. It listed so many things that successful entrepreneurs do that others are not willing to do. And out of all the entrepreneurs that I read their little clips, they all get all of them, 100% of them. I think it was like 19 of them. They got up super early in the morning, and the first thing they did was work out. They exercised.
Yeah.
And during spiritual work, I was running one day, and I think I've told you this story before, and I was just, it was an enjoyable run, and I connected with an angel, and I sensed that the angel was saying, when you exercise, it raises your vibration. When you breathe and you meditate, you exercise, it raises your vibration, and it helps them communicate with us more. It helps the communication. You understand with clarity more. Especially, it's so important in spiritual work. So, like Joy, I am trying right now to get back into a routine of waking up in the morning and working out. My usual routine, it used to be every day, and I would love to get back to that. And I'm working on it.
Oh, that's wonderful. Well, Joy is a runner every day. The only, I know she's, the past couple of months she's been out of sync, but, you know, I know that she's the one that really inspired me. And we ran a 5K together. She, you know, run a lot of distance runs. It was one of my very first one. And I'll never forget you doing that with me, Joy. But it's like a bug that bites you, and you get better at it. And ladies, I ran another one, and Joy ran with me, and I was the last one to come in that 5K. Remember when we did that at Orange Theory? I didn't care.
Oh,
I'm going to tell you something right now.
No, that wasn't
yeah,
just, I, it wasn't just 5K. That was an hour or two of torture.
Yeah.
But it's true. When
rowing
you catch
and
the bug,
running.
It's
yeah.
true, though, Tariq. You're right. When you catch the bug, it's electric. When you get into that habit, it's like a feel. You feel funny if you don't exercise. It's like you get into the habit, and it becomes like brushing your teeth in the morning. It's something that becomes a part
like
of you.
Breathing.
Like
breathing.
Yeah,
that's what it does. It becomes a part of you. You guys, I'm sorry, say that again.
Oh, then what I was trying to tell you, that's what I told you the other day, you know, when I, not being able to exercise every day, it's like taking away a vital organ, taking away your
mm-hmm.
lungs. It's debilitating. It's like you're missing a huge
that's
part of yourself.
Exactly, yep.
That's exactly right.
Like.
But, you know, you keep running and you keep working, and like now when I'm one of the fastest people, you know, when I'm running, you know, at Orange Theory, you know, because I put myself in running with people that run. When I'm running by myself, I make sure that, you know, that I finish in a good time and that kind of thing. But that came with practice. Didn't start out. So take it a little bit at a time. And mm-hmm. I have a real good friend of both Joy and I, and it's Lourdes is here. Lourdes and Allison. Allison,
yeah.
You too as well. Allison.
Yeah, I'm here. I've been listening. I'm here. Hey, I'm here. I had it on mute because I'm out with my daughter.
I'm going to sit at Wargo.
Well, Allison, we're going to hear from her in a minute, but because I know that you run, Allison is the only one I know that can do a 5K in heels, with exception of Joy. Okay, Joy, I think she'll probably do the same thing. There's a story with that.
Oh,
but I'm going to tell you, we all start where we start. And I came in last place, but I started out walking, power walking, couldn't do it very long. And the guy says, your incline can go up to a 15. And I go, mine's broken, only will go up to a 6. Some of you guys that's been on the treadmill will understand that. And so you get better, and then you just a little bit at a time. But we meet every Tuesday and Thursday morning at 9 a.m. and do like a 15-minute call, you know, to inspire us with the goals, like Terry today, Shred, mm-hmm. instead of watching success, I'm being success. Isn't that cool? So, and Lourdes here, Miss Lourdes, last week she said, I'm
yes.
in shape. And hi, Lourdes. Lourdes from Fort Lauderdale. How are you, honey? I'm glad you're here.
I am. Thank you. Me too. I'm okay. I'm still at work though, so I cannot talk that much. But
you're still at work. Well,
yes, I'm still at work.
Listen,
you know,
I
want to
ask you a question.
Tell me.
Hold on 1 second, because I don't want to lose you without asking you this question. Do you want to lose weight? and you have made a promise to take the stairs and not the elevator and practice going up the stairs. Ladies?
Yes.
You started at never taking the stairs, taking the elevator, and now how many floors have you climbed on the stairs?
It sounds silly for anybody, but for me, this is just like a wow. I'm going on the way to the third floor.
We're happy for you.
Listen, on the first try, I mean, my breath, it was just like, my goodness, do I have to call for oxygen or something like that? I was so embarrassing. Oh, my God, gracious. And I was just going to the second floor. So it took me a couple of days. And knowing me, you know, I just had to go a little bit higher. So that's when I went to the third floor. So I'm still on the third floor because I'm still catching my breath. The moment that I see that I am, you know, breathing like I can talk, then I will go to the next floor. I will be the best one when I'm going to the fourth floor. Mm-hmm. So
okay,
that's
you work
basically
with angels.
What
angels do you, let me ask you a question. What angels do you work with, okay, to help you with your spiritual goals, your emotional goals, and now your physical goals? Which angel are you working with?
Anyone on duty? The lobby, dobby, Raphael.
That's cute. The lobby, dobby, Raphael.
Yes. I mean, hello. My heart goes out because it's just like, gosh, you know, you have all these people to take care of. My goodness, put me on the list too. So that's why I'm here.
Yeah, you know, I'm going to share this with you guys. Lord, you've got to put the oxygen mask on yourself because those kids need you. She's a single mom, poor children. Works as a college professor at a university, and has a puppy that she takes care of. Has meet the love of her life, and is exercising, and started out with the first floor. You're on the third floor. But she's holding herself accountable, and that's key right there. Holding yourself accountable to meet your goals, all right? How do we hold ourselves accountable? Meditation and prayer, choosing your angel. We get on a call every Tuesday and Thursday for a few minutes, 15, 20 minutes, and say, this is what I'm going to do. And we have daily affirmations. By the way, tomorrow's your day to send out an affirmation, so send me one tonight so I can send it out to everybody. Okay?
Okay.
And then thank you. Do you want to share anything else? You can stay and listen as long as you want, but I know you're working too as well, so I appreciate you calling in.
Basically what you just said in there, that just because everybody knows about the power, everyone on the call knows about the power of what you say or the word. So just because I say I'm going to do this, you know, to all of these girls over there on the phone, I go like, holy, my golly, I better do it because, you know what, somebody's going to be just, you know, watching over me right there if I don't do it. So it's true. We have to hold ourselves accountable to know basically just by saying I'm going to do it, I'm going to do it, because that does nothing to you nor to your body. So that's it for now.
Saying it, following it up with action. By the way, there's people on the call that you know, but there are people that are listening. We have 138,000 listeners that will listen to this show now or download it.
Okay, sure.
So what you're saying follow up with action, saying it, and then following up with action, some kind of.
Absolutely.
That's amazing. And treating your body. I got this in meditation. I think I told it to Joy. I may have. But, and Allison, would you treat your body, if you treated your job like you treated your body, would you get fired? I got that meditation. I get a little bit folks. They're just no fun.
Oh, wow.
That's some strict angels. I'm like, I hear you.
That is good.
That's good. Thank you for saying about raising the vibration, Katrina. That's true, too. Allison, I know you're a marathon runner, so what's your goal? Tell us about something that motivates you, and tell us how you're overcoming struggles. And I know you work out. You and I are running at Pike Peak. Joy may be joining us in Colorado to run that. It's all about
Joy.
Okay. Yeah. So Katrina too. So Katrina's like, I don't know about that.
Oh, come on, Katrina.
Oh, 5K uphill times two.
And an ounce of Alchemy's and Bergen with kids and Katrina. And don't worry, we'll go up there next year in Florida, and you can join us.
Professional development, you just continue piling and piling and piling.
Yes, exactly.
So tell us, Allison, what's your goal, what inspires you, and tell us how you're overcoming struggles.
Okay. My goal will be to do a full marathon. You know, that's my ultimate, like, physical goal, is to do a full marathon. And then what inspires me, there's a lot that inspires me. What inspires me is people's drive and ambition to better themselves, to do things that are right for them, no matter what anybody else says or tries to influence them to do something different. And I love to watch people grow, and that's one of the things that I do at my job. I mean, I'm a director of a private school, but I get more joy out of directing my staff from behind the scenes and helping them achieve their goals with their children in their classrooms.
Right.
And just to give people empowerment. And to give people tools and gifts to do things that they love to do that helps them achieve that. And that's what inspires me, because I've been very fortunate throughout my life to have had people placed in my path that have helped me to achieve my goals. And so I want to be able to give back and give forward, you know, have that attitude of gratitude that you always talk about, Cherie. And those are things that really just, you know, that's why I get up in the morning a lot of times. And, people are like, oh, that sounds so Pollyannish, but it's really true. I think if you give, it makes you feel better. At least for me, it does. I have several angels that I work with. I work with Archangel Michael. I work with Gabriel. I work with Ariel. And I work with, and I'm probably going to mispronounce this, I think it's Jophiel, because I want the wisdom, because I'm in school right now, and it really helps me to stay focused. And so those
right.
are, like, my biggies. And then I call on my guardian angels a lot, just, you know, to keep me out of trouble and keep me on the straight and narrow. But those are my big ones. And Michael has been a huge mover in my life, especially around the courage part, because I've had to make some really tough choices over the last several weeks. And, Tree helped me last night. I had a huge meltdown, but I had to end a relationship last night that was a very long one and a very powerful one in my life, but it had to come to pass, and we had to break that karma, you know, the karma there, and it was hard, but I did it. I feel better about it today, but it's still hard and it's still painful. But he's the one that gave me the courage, because I really spent a lot of time in meditation and prayer. What do I do? What do I do? And it came to pass, and it was one of those things. It was almost like I was a part of the situation, but I took myself out of it. And looking back on it, I did the right thing, but it was hard. But he's been so powerful in my life, and I've been lucky enough to have been in his presence and seen him, you know, not really realizing at first, but, and I don't know if you were on the call, anybody was on the call the other night, but I talk about that, and I know that he's there, and I feel him around me, and I feel very fortunate and blessed to be able to have that relationship with him. And now I'm starting to form other relationships with other angels. Pardon me?
Yeah. I said I love the relationship with Archangel Michael. Such a sweet one that you have, you know, in the way you describe
yeah.
it. Anyway.
Yeah. Yeah.
Wow.
So,
you're going to meet the right person when the time is right, and it doesn't mean it's not this one. It can be, but you're figuring you out, and you're becoming an angel coach, and you've got some great goals there. And she works with children, Indigo Crystal Rainbow Kids, and those kind of things. Some of you guys know that.
Oh, yeah. They're my little
yeah.
angels. yeah.
So,
and I just feel really, and I feel really fortunate to be a part of Angel Coaches and to be in the presence of all of you women, because I really believe, like you said this time and time again, Cherie, that we've all been put here for a reason, and this is our time to be together, and I really believe that. And it's in the power that we all have together collectively and individually is something that is just unstoppable, and that's very exciting and empowering to me as well. So thank all of you very much.
There you go. I love you guys. And then you got Katrina over there. It's like she does aromatherapy. Joy, I'm going to tell you this because I connect you two together. aromatherapy and love potion, non-nut aromatherapy with your intention and self-love. That's a whole story there. We're going to get her to talk about that at another day. But she's amazing. A nurse who's doing spiritual metaphysical work. That's Katrina. And Joy, I'm glad you're joining us now. And as I said, ladies, we've got a lot of people that listen to the show, and I get texts from them thinking, you know, because your words inspire them. So we're going to have a great time over the next few months. And our marketing guy's going to come on, and he's going to talk to us about things and talk to everybody and what you guys can expect and what's going to happen with your videos, your audios, and just strap yourself in and get ready for a great ride. And if it were me, and I know you're reading the book now, Thinking Grow Rich, which teaches you to think like an entrepreneur, and it helps you develop a great desire within yourself. That is a wonderful book. And Awaken the Giant Within by Tony Robbins is another great book. And you can get those on at Amazon, but you also can go to Audible too as well. All right, everybody, we're getting ready to end the show. Our next show is Sunday, and it's prospects or projects. Which one do you date, and which one are you? So I'd rather date a prospect and be a prospect than be a project. Yeah, I'll date a project. That's good. Anyway, namaste. Have a great now. But that's Sunday at 11 a.m., and Diane and I are going to do that. Prospects or projects. Which one to date, which one do you date, and who are you? Which one are you? Anyway, you guys take care. Have a great now. Bye, everybody.
Thank you, Therese.
Bye.
Bye.